give me the flats at dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Streaking. Good Monday evening, everybody. I'm the host of the Monday Night Kickoff Show, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Appreciate you guys all joining us today in the chat room there. And I've got a gentleman on the line we'll get to in just a second. Real quick, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody dealing with this massive hurricane that's destroying the East Coast, the Northeast Coast. We definitely got lucky down here and just caught the outskirts, which was enough for me. We were lucky. Talked to Mark Lozier on Facebook a little bit, and for those of you that were at the Boondoggle up in Virginia Beach, part of the Crab Creek launch area is now part of Lynn Haven Inlet, which is upsetting. And then also to hang on just a second. I guess the road that we traveled down to go to the campground, that before you turned in, either the campsite area or the cabin site area was closed due to flooding. So not a pretty sight up there apparently. And there you go. So on a lighter note, got some fishing reports coming in left and right with this cool front that's coming here, actually cold front that's moved down here in Florida. We were dealing today with temperatures in the 60s and late night temperatures into the 40s. So tonight it's supposed to dip down around 46 degrees. Flounder time is all I have to say about that. When the fronts move in, cool the water down real quick, this flounder gets stupid. However, usually everything else does for the first couple of days of cool down. So it's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. Chris, who's in the chat room there under production, Chris is too scared to call me to give me a fishing report. But he did pretty good. He went out and him and his wife fished the No Motor Zone today, the home of our next boondoggle, which is February 15th through the 18th, as Steve Chapman just told us. And they did good. They caught Melissa, congratulations. She caught her first redfish from the kayak, hooked it, landed it, hooked it, reeled it in, and landed it all by herself. 22.5-inch fish, nice fish, and I'm sure it's making a delicious dinner for them right now. And also, Chris ended up catching himself a really nice trout, 24-inch trout. So both fish, by the way, we're calling Slayer baits. Figure I'll throw that out there, SSTs. And definitely pretty good as far as the bite right now. Chris said he saw numerous redfish, had some opportunities, but, you know, sometimes you're just not man enough to be able to make it happen. So, you know, if you're scared to call the radio show, I'm going to call him out all show long. But without further ado, I'm going to bring in the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Rob, a bad backcast of war. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, whatever. If you look at the Yaktastic Adventures Facebook page, as I always urge everybody to do, Rob Lee posted up a little video. He was off work today, obviously, up in Virginia Beach, and went driving around in the area up there, a lot of the places that we were, and was taking some video and edited up a nice little piece there. It's on the Yaktastic page if you're interested. But yeah, basically all the stuff at the places that we were and so a lot of the places that we saw are not faring too well up there yet today.
Yeah, pretty upsetting, man, when you see places that you recognize from our trip up there damn near destroyed or being torn apart. So,
yeah.
Like I said, man, I'm glad everybody got...
To think, man, that they didn't even... I mean, that was a couple of hundred miles away, you know, at the most, at the closest that it got. So it wasn't really, you know, really a... I mean, it was kind of a close call, but it wasn't like, you know, a direct hit by a you know, a Cat 3 or a Cat 4 storm. So imagine what that would have done, man. They still got lucky, even though they, you know, still got whacked pretty good.
Yeah, it was a big storm. There's no doubt about that. And, like I say, I'm glad to hear that our Virginia Beach folks are hanging in there, hanging tough, man, and hunkering down. That's our weathermen down here, like to say. So,
I saw the Wicked Pitha himself had a leak in his roof and was taking water through his ceiling there.
Who did?
Joe, the Wicked Pitha.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a drag.
Yeah. Well, like I say, with the loss of life count that was down in the Caribbean and stuff, you know, I think everyone's pretty much fared pretty well as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
So, that's good. But furthermore, oh, look at this. Chris posted up his fishing report in the no motor zone. I mean, about the no motor zone in the chat room. Like, you won't even call me and tell me about it. God, you're such a pansy. I think I actually have a sound bite for Chris. That's what Chris sounds like when he hooks a big trout over 20 inches.
Oh, dude, I didn't know that you recorded. That was me with a stingray at Mosquito Lagoon.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. It's fun, man. It's fun to pick at each other. You know, what else can we do here? But, yeah, target species tonight we're going to speak about flounder because it's one of my favorite fish to catch, one of my favorite fish to eat. And, you know, whatever. They're awesome. And they're easy to target. Anyone can catch them unless you go to Virginia Beach because there are none there. and, yeah, so with the cool down, those of you that have areas where these flounder like to populate, I'll give you a good example of someone who has an area where flounder like to populate. Yak groupie there in the chat room up in the Jacksonville area. Those people aren't even like you right now. They're destroying flounder. To say they're catching them is an understatement. They are destroying flounder up there. Chris Sunsey's been killing them from Slayer. Everybody up there in Jacksonville area is killing them. And I do. And just, you know. And so it's been crazy. It's... I don't know, man. We need to get up there and do some Jacksonville flounder fishing for sure. But anyhow, here on the Space Coast, where it's a little bit more relevant to what I do over here, I always look for areas that have sandy drop-offs or rocky kind of outcroppings and that kind of thing. Certain bridges in the Indian River Lagoon system will hold redfish and in the wintertime, but will also hold flounder. So we don't really talk too much about bridges here or fishing on my show, but you know, we definitely wear them out around the bridges on occasion. So, you know, one of my favorite techniques to catch them is just a jig head and a big shrimp around the bridges, a big hand-picked shrimp or a jig head and a shad tail of some kind. But I just just had somebody in the chat, I mean, somebody on the call line, and I was about to grab them, and they dropped off. So if that was you, if you're in the chat room, call back. Anyway, also two guests. Those of you that are in the chat room as guests, feel free to log in using your Facebook account, and you can chat with the fine folks that are in the chat room right there. So, yeah, up in the Mosquito Lagoon, there's a ton of areas that you can target flounder, specifically just the flounder. Up towards New Smyrna, where you get a lot more tidal flow around the oyster beds and things like that. You can use your standard flounder rigs, you know, short leaders, egg sinkers, a mullet or a small pinfish or a mud minnow or killie, as us Yankees call them. Or you can use just a jig. I mean, that's my favorite way to catch them, on a jig with a shadtail. A jig head, for some reason, man, when it goes in, it usually comes out through their eyeballs or between their eyeballs or somewhere up there through their skull. And I do not catch and release flounder. So when I catch them, I mean to kill them, every one of them. They must die and fall in the hot grease. So transitional areas, the areas that are, say, a foot of water that drop down to 3 or 4 foot, or 2 foot that drop down to 6 or 7 foot, or whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as there's a pretty steep relief along that area up here, or down here, I should say, as opposed to Jacksonville, you'll find those flounder laying in around those areas. The Clinker Islands in the Mosquito Lagoon north of Beacon 42 are really good. The area around the Port Canaveral Lock system is really good. Down around Sebastian Inlet is really good. So, you know, you can find these fish laid up in all those areas. Sebastian's a little bit trickier to fish. I wouldn't fish the inlet itself out of a kayak unless you want to be read about on the paper. But I would definitely pull a kayak up to the island that's just inside the inlet and have a go at it, man. There's plenty of fish to be caught. So I got that caller back again. Hold on, see who it is. Area code 904. Who are you?
Yo, yo, Rory Gregg here.
Rory Gregg. Rory Gregg is a pro angler from up there in the Jacksonville area. He calls the show and gives us a really good fishing report. Dude, last week's report that you gave us, I can't tell you how many emails I got with people thanking me to getting somebody besides me talk on my radio show, which I don't know if I like you about that or if I don't. So, cool, man.
I appreciate it, brother.
I appreciate you taking the time out of your night to call in to tell us what's going on up there in Jacksonville, bro.
Just finishing up putting my mud minnow down for bed and watching the baby monitor, you know, living the dream. Just checking the swell models online, looking at the wind forecast, and mama's working a little late tonight on deadline with some stuff. So, you know, just holding down the fort and looking at the next window of opportunity here. I got some company coming in town, another fellow yak angler of our community in the Plastic Navy coming in to see me later this week, Mr. Trey Leggett from Coastal Georgia Kayak Fishing, good friend of mine for Savannah, Georgia. Many of the folks out there know who he is. Good guy. Met him on tour a couple of years ago, and we became really good friends. He's the president of the CGKF, and he's coming in town to pick up a few new overboard rods, and we're going to go hit it on Friday. So just kind of looking at the float plan and checking out plan A and plan B. And Mr. or Mrs. Sandy has been hanging around the last few days. So it's been a little blacked out for the last few days. How about you guys down there?
It hasn't been too bad, man. The wind actually shifted on us. It's blowing straight out of the west. And it's been nice for those that can fish the west shoreline, find some fish, find some relief from the wind. Chris was out there, who's in the chat room production. Chris was out there in the motor zone today and did pretty good. He caught a 24-inch trout. His wife got her first redfish out of the kayak, so it was 22.5 inches. That was cool.
Nice. And, I saw that on the forum. Good stuff.
Yeah. And that was killer, man. And, you know, We're just dealing with this cold front, man. I hope that this is about all we get for the rest of the winter.
I feel you, brother. I feel you.
I'd be okay with it for sure.
Living up in North Florida, you know, I mean, it's one of the true areas, and you know, up in the elbow, as we call it here. You know, we get that real winter snap here as far as Florida goes, and I mean, shoot, we've even had, you know, over the last couple of decades, some snow flurries here and there. It's pretty crazy, and you know, but it's no excuse not to go fishing during the winter. You know, just gearing up the right way and being prepared, and looking at your weather and finding out your windows and wearing your layers. But I feel you, man. I mean, I'm a warm-blooded soul, so I mean, I love the 75-degree weather, but yeah, waking up at, you know, 4:35 in the morning to get ready to go and being at the launch at first light, and it's just freezing out, and you know, as you go on through your day, you have to peel off your layers, but you know, the fishing can still be really, really good. So you know, we're looking forward to some good windows here. I mean, it's been pretty windy up here. I actually dared the wind on you know, last Wednesday before the storm really kind of pushed in near shore. You know, I went out and kind of did some scouting and had some really good low tide situations. So, you know, wanted to get into a couple reds and, you know, and a lot of spooky fish. I don't know if it's the barometric pressure or, you know, theoretically whatever anyone else wants to think goes on. Sometimes they just don't want to eat. And then I actually went out on Thursday and the wind was kicking like 25 to 30, and I thought I could find some protection, but with the storm surge up here and then the incumbent full moon, there really was no low tide that day. It just was so much water. It was insane. So I made it a quick mission and didn't really see anything pushing or backing or really much of anything moving, no bites really, you know, mixing up some lures. And so I kind of called it a day, have a lay weekend and spend some family time and get ready for the next week. And yeah, as they say, looking like chamber weather the rest of the week here.
Sweet. Well, you know what, man? I mean, down here, like, I just had some folks in the kayak sled boat today down here, my local kayak shop that I help out at, and they were asking me if we fish out of kayaks in the wintertime. And I'm like, yeah, I definitely like to fish out of kayaks in the wintertime. And, you know, so we got into the conversation about wind blowing, and because it does typically in the winter, and finding shelter, but finding fish, and not waking up at ugly 30 in the morning to get out in the water when the water's cold, and everything else. So, you know, that's, I don't know. We'll see what happens. For me, it's, I'm more concerned about our giant trout population that has absolutely flourished over the last 2 years. And, if we have a somewhat of a mild winter, I imagine that our winter will once again produce the biggest trout that most folks have ever seen in their entire lives. I caught more trout.
That's awesome.
Winter. Dude, it's crazy. I caught more trout over this past winter, over 25 inches, than I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've caught, I think, 3 or 4 that were well over 30 inches. I know I caught
awesome.
Several that were right at 30, 32 inches. My buddy Chris, who I'm about to pull on the line here, he got his first true gator trout that was pushing 30 inches as well. So let me go to Chris real quick, man. Hang on with me. Chris, I'm glad you decided to call and not be a sissy about it.
Yo.
Yo.
Hello? Yo.
Hello?
What's up, buddy? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Chris, are you there?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Can you hear me, you all?
You used a phone before?
I don't... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
That's all. I got it out of my system, brother. Listen.
Okay. What's going on, man?
Tell us a fish story, bro.
I got to say, I had a call in. I never call in, but today my wife caught her very first redfish, and it was a beautiful moment. It was really funny, and we were up in the motor zone, and I was about 100 yards away from her, and I kept telling her, come in a little closer, come in a little closer, and, you know, she's like, oh, leave me alone, whatever. And then I hear her scream. There's nobody out there, Chuck, so it's just us two. There's no one around. No other kayakers were crazy enough to go out there, even though the waters were fairly calm. And so I heard her scream. I'm like, well, she either caught a nice fish or a gator caught her. I don't know which one it was. And I see a bunch of splash, and I was like, wow, she caught a fish. And this morning, I just bought her a net, a little catch net for, you know, because we only had the one, and I always used it.
It's called a landing net.
A landing net.
Thank
well,
you.
Whatever. You know what? I call it a catch net. How about that? She still didn't use the thing. She still didn't use it. I'm yelling at her across the water. I'm like, keep your tip up, use the net. And she's yelling and yelling. I'm like, use the net, use the net. So long story short, she finally said, yeah, I got it in my boat. And I went over there, paddled over. It was a really nice red, measured out and everything. And I'm like, oh, so you got to use your net. She's like, no, I just pulled it up out of the water and kind of slung it in the boat. I'm like, so it was a kind of a funny moment there. But she was using the Chicopa chain, the Slayer, and it was a good time. Put up a good fight, and I was really proud that she reeled it in all on her own. She landed it. I don't know how she didn't lose it, but she didn't, and it ended up in the boat, and it was a good time.
Fantastic. What did you catch?
Yeah. I caught a nice sea trout. I think it was like 24 and a half inches. Didn't put up much of a fight. It was also on a Slayer. And it was fun to catch. And, so other than that, a couple of other trout and nothing else. I saw maybe 3 or 4 reds out there. There was a couple I saw swimming, and then I stood up on my kayak a couple times. But I just learned today from my friend Chuck that when you're doing that, you should probably just drift and have your pole in the hand instead of your damn paddle. So that was an epic fail on my part. Otherwise, I could have cast it at the few that I did see. But other than that, it was fairly quiet.
Well, you saw fish.
Hmm?
I said, but you
No,
did
we
see.
Saw fish.
Yeah, so that's a good day.
No, it
and
is
you
a
saw
good
fish
day.
And
even...
you saw fish. Hey, and you saw fish in the motor zone.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is good.
Yeah, you know, I also saw what I thought was a redfish coming right at me, but the closer I got, it was a sheep's head. So I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah, that is a good sign. It means the flats are healthy and there's critters on the flats for the sheephead to eat. And speaking of the no motor zone, I have to hit the button because I like it.
Boondoggle, boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yep.
Nice.
It's very nice.
Very nice.
So,
yes. Hey, Chris, it's Rob here. I just wanted to know when your wife caught that redfish and you checked that out, was it was the rod tip touching the redfish's nose?
The rod tip was not touching the redfish's nose.
All right, awesome.
Yeah. Well, she did listen to some things that I said. But at the time I had to yell at her about, you know, a good 10, 15 times, you know, but, you know, she got it in, she slung it in the boat. I don't know how she did that. Cause if you or I tried that, you know, we'd lose it. But
I'm
going to
ask
her. Yeah. Yeah. Beginner's luck, I guess, I don't know. Her very first redfish, and she was high-fiving, and, you know, we paddled out, I'd say, a good, I don't know, 2 miles or so. We went pretty far up, and you know, I had already caught my trout, and then she caught that redfish, so I thought, you know, she's probably pretty beat. We've been out there all morning. I'm like, well, you know, let's start paddling in, and she was like, no, that was pretty fun. Let's, you know, we could probably just keep fishing this area and move up a little. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Good talk. So,
yeah, real quick,
you know,
speaking of Miss Melissa,
yes.
she has taken to kayak fishing in a way that I think is completely awesome. She's been after kids now for a couple of weeks about improving her kayak, getting rid of what she has and buying her something new. And she's looking at either a Hobie or a Native with the Native Mariner with the pedals. So she's one to watch out for, man. I mean, she did catch a redfish today. I'm just saying, she might be a better fisher person than you.
Yeah, well, you know what? I wouldn't put it past her. She always ceases to amaze me every day. It seems like just yesterday she was asking me about kayaks, and now I'm like asking her, hey, what's this? I mean, this girl's done her homework. I mean, she knows everything about the Hobies. She knows everything about the Natives. She started asking about the Diablos today. We went into Harry Goodies yesterday. And yes,
Harry Goodies.
Yeah, Harry Goodies. Harry Goodies in Melbourne. Got to go there. Check it out. It's got a bunch of cool stuff. Harry Goodies because it's got a bunch of cool goodies. Check it out. But anyway, the guy was trying to sell the kayak, and like she was kind of schooling him about the kayak, so it was kind of funny to watch. I'm sure she'll be out fishing me soon.
It's all good, brother. Don't worry about it. That's just the way that it works. Normally the ladies can just outfish us anyways. They got some kind of, I don't know, voodoo stuff over us or whatever. Hang on the line, Chris. Don't hang up. I got to go to another call. Yeah. I got a 757 area code.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, Mr. Wheeler. What's going on, buddy?
Trying to
survive.
Keep the hatches nice and buttoned down, yeah.
Yeah.
It's blowing. This thing is taking a toll on the area. Lesnar, where everyone launched, there's portions that are just completely gone. It's pretty crazy.
So what's the conditions like right now by you?
Not much rain, but the wind is blowing. So, we've been lucky. We haven't lost the power for too long. You know, 20 minutes tops the whole storm. So we've lucked out there. But with this wind blowing, all the trees have been leaning to the north or leaning southward because of the northerly wind. Now it's going to blow out of the west, southwest, and some of those trees are not looking so hot. that cold front that they said was going to come in, it's just in hard. I mean, it's 45 degrees right now, if that. So, yeah, it's a little nippy.
Wow. Cold front and a hurricane, that sucks.
It's yesterday we were in the 80s, and now we're all the way down in you know, the 40s, and it's a shock to the system.
Yeah, for sure. Well, man, I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad the Lozers are good. It seems like everybody we've talked to up that way is beating it out. You know, they're doing fine, and it just sucks, man. A rebuilding process, us folks down here in Florida know all too often about it. So, I mean, we had some pretty significant beach erosion and whatnot here. Nothing too terribly bad structurally-wise, but our fish are still feeding. Thank God that things passed us. And ride it out, brother. You guys
are
all right. But hold on. Hey, just hang on a second, Wheeler. I'm going to go back to Rory real quick. I don't want him to jump off the line again. Hang on. Rory.
Hey, what's up, brother? Gotta love technology, huh?
Oh, yeah, technology's great.
Smartphones or dumb phones.
Yeah, gotcha. So, what's your plan for this week, man? You gonna hit it up or what? Going after flounder at all?
Yeah, for sure. for sure. I mean, mostly I've been trying to get out on some surf the last few days. You know, most people know I, besides being a yak angler, I'm definitely a surfer and love to get some good waves when it's good. And it's been pretty fun. The swell's dying off today and the west wind's been beating it up. But definitely been some nice swell from the storm and didn't get our butts kicked too much by the beach wise here. So just a bunch of wind and a little rain at all, just a bit of mist here and there. So it wasn't too bad. And, you know, just a lot going on. Got some charters coming up. And then, like I said, Trey Leggett from CGKS coming in later in the week to meet with the overboard guys and hook up some new rods. And then we're going to go out and give them a test drive. I'm going to take them out in Chicopee on Friday. We got a nice, lazy incoming tide and supposed to be pretty nice weather and, you know, 75 degrees and sun shining. And so going to take him on a grand tour. So he's come down and fished with me quite a bit and over the last year, and looking to get on him for sure.
Very cool. Very cool. I was going to say, the flounder, I know the flounder are going nuts up your way. And
that's a good point.
Yeah, if somebody was going out looking for flounder up by you, what would you recommend them do?
Definitely a good segue. I mean, they got the Flounder Pounder tournament coming up on the 10th of November, and it's actually been a boat tournament for a few years now, supporting a great autism foundation here in Jacksonville. But the guy stepped up this year and opened up a kayak division, so it's going to be a really fun event. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to fish it because my dad, the mayor of Chicopee, and I, we are going to MC a raffle and captain's meeting and awards ceremony for a local community tournament that we've won a few times, and we do it annually. And so we're unfortunately not going to be able to fish it, but we're definitely going to be pulling for all of our other local anglers and any other anglers in the region looking to come down and fish an awesome event. I know they have a boat for first prize and, you know, quite a bit of other great contingency prizes, cash, et cetera, et cetera. And the flounder on fire right now. So basically from the Mayport Rocks at the inlet of the St. John's River all the way on the dock structures leading all the way up the river and the tributary creeks therein. So most of the bigger flounder that are pouring in off the offshore wrecks or near shore wrecks, that is, you know, you want to use a live finger mullet with a fish finder rig, nice heavy leader, and or a heavy jig head to get down there and fish around those docks. You know, obviously always being cognizant of the, you know, hard running tides in the river areas. But as yak anglers, we can, you know, get a little bit more intimate, a little closer, and a little bit more prospective to, you know, where the ambush points are, and just dragging it along the bottom, keeping a light on its feet and feeling that bumpity bump. And, you know, like the old salt say, you know, open the bale up and let them chew on it for a bit. The old guys always say, open a bale and light a cigarette up, right? You know, and by the time you're done with the cigarette, you know, that's when you set the hook, reel down that slack and set the hook. And there's been guys hauling in numerous numbers in the last couple of weeks and, you know, and upwards of 5 to 10 pound plus range on flounder. So it's been pretty productive right now.
Sick. Yeah. You need to make a bunch of docks.
Yeah, for sure. In the creeks, you can expect to find some 20 plus inch range flounder for sure. And some of the closer tributary creeks to the intercoastal waterway, and also on the outer lying creeks and tributaries to the St. John's River. But most of the concentration of the traffic will be around the docks, like I said, from the Mayport jetties all the way on through some of the docks and structures, you know, all the way along to the industrial docks along the Dames Point Bridge. So it's going to be a pretty busy day on the water that day for sure. You know, two tournaments going on that day, and everyone be safe as always, and there's, you know, lots of nice big flounder to be caught for sure.
Very cool. Well, listen, man, if somebody wants to do a charter with you, How do they get hold of you?
They can always reach us at chicopitbay.com, chicopitbay.com. And you can always give me a call anytime, 904-208-8900, easiest number in the world. And you can always send me a personal email if you want. My full name, RoryAustinGreg@yahoo.com. And I'd be happy to share any LK, any local knowledge anytime. And everyone be safe on the water and look forward to having a really great week. And then the following week we have some outstanding low tides coming again in the morning. And then the following week after that we got pretty much the last gas flood tide of the season. So it's going to get pretty hot next couple of weeks, a lot of action, and we'll just keep our eyes on the weather and, you know, hope for the best. And then all hunker down and get ready for the you-know-what coming at the end of the winter season here.
Yeah, buddy. And the you-know-what coming at the end of the winter season is always a good, fun event. We won't get into that at the moment. I got yelled at by some other folks for continuously posting on Facebook about the other thing that goes on at the end of the winter season. So I apologize to anybody if it seems like I'm spamming you with all the updates of donations and whatnot for the door prizes we're going to be having at the event that takes place at the end of the winter. So,
well, make sure to send me a personal message on that. Would be loving to help out with any of the sponsoring brands on helping with any of the door prizes there to sweeten the pot a little bit.
Appreciate it, brother.
No worries. And everyone have a good week, tight lines, and all those people up in the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, hunker down and board up and ride it out and be safe.
Absolutely. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it as always, man, calling in, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
All right, bro. See ya. Rory gives us, like, killer fishing reports for that region up there. I mean, it makes me just want to get in the truck and go. Chris, are you down? Road trip, Jacksonville?
Yeah, let's do it. Where are we going?
Rob, I'll come get you.
Okay. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, flounder.
Yeah. It's getting to be that time of year, man. This time last year, I remember fishing over at Whedon Island, and there was all sorts of flounder coming out of the mangroves and off of dock pilings and everything else. And, dude, they were swimming like a regular fish, chasing down curly tails and stuff, man. It was crazy. So, yeah, it's definitely this is the time of year, man, for flounder.
It's fun when it gets like this.
Yeah.
Know? I love the wintertime. The wintertime, to me, the winter and the spring are my two favorite times of year to fish. And the winter more so because everything slows down. Sight fishing is a premium. If you can't catch a redfish in the wintertime, you need to sell all your stuff and find something else to do. Because the fish, they slow down. They transition from a fin fish diet to a crustacean-based diet, not all the way, but they do. And, you know, it's really not that hard to get out there and find them. You don't really have to worry. Yeah, no jet skiers, that's for sure. There's a lot less boat traffic, as you said, too, in the chat room there. And, you know, it's freaking awesome, you know. The water temperature drops. Those fish, they don't have to be on the flat at O-dark 30. They get up there around, you know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. Most guys are still in the mindset that, oh, I got to get out early and fish early because I got to get them on the flats. And they're turning around, heading back as you're leaving the boat ramp to go to your spot, which is nice. As Chris found out today, there's mornings where you'll have the entire waterway to yourself because people just are sissies and they can't take the cooler temperatures. But you know what, man? It's a lot of fun. We really, really, really enjoy the wintertime fishing because of the fact that you can fish all day and there's like really no cutoff time when the fish stop biting. But for flounder, going back to the flounder, since they're kind of my target species for tonight's conversation, for those that are willing to brave Port Canaveral and the 15 different law enforcement agencies that cover Port Canaveral and have to get stopped and checked by everybody and their brother. Yeah, it's what was I gonna say? It's a great place to fish. Deep water, plenty of sandbars, plenty of rocky bottom, all the things flounder like. You got a little bit of water movement when they open up the locks, which usually turns the bite on for a few seconds. you didn't make redfish in Virginia, you lying bastard.
Oh, was that a trout?
But, yeah, it was trout.
Oh, my bad. It was one of those fish. I don't know.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Oh, no, you know what it was? I'm getting confused when I brought you over to my house and I cooked your redfish and you shed a tear at the dinner table and we had a moment.
I did shed a tear, and we did have a moment. We have Greg the Hammerhead Crisp in the chat room who's, like, up there in the New England area, or he just logged out. Oh, there he is. He's back. And, yeah, it was, hopefully you're doing good up there, Greg. I don't know where exactly you are in relation to the 500-mile-wide storm that's bearing down on the New York area, but hope everything's good for you, brother. Yeah, flounder. Okay, get back on track here, Chuck. Chris, you're talking about recipes and stuff, so you're just going to have to, like, make me go to the pantry, so to speak, and pull out my favorite spices to throw on some fresh flounder fillets. Flounder, to me, are one of those fish that if you season it, you should be smacked, because it just has it has its own just delicious flavored flesh. Am I alone on this one, Rob? Oh, wait, you're vegetarian. You don't count.
It sounds like you're talking dirty on the radio.
Say what?
You're talking dirty on the radio.
Family.
This is a family show. You keep it PG.
Right. You should only have, like, if you need to, you should only maybe some salt and pepper and some lemon.
I got to tell you, with most of my fish, here's how I cook most of my fish. It's amazing. I got to tell you, it's like the cast iron skillet seasoned. It's got to be seasoned, of course, but it's the way to go. It is the answer. And if you have any, like, really good olive oil, infused olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, throw in maybe a little bit of butter to add some flavor. When it's nice and hot, I like to throw in some fresh rosemary, get that cooking, get the flavors in there really well, and then I coat with a little more olive oil on the fish, and then I'll throw in some Creole seasoning, 3 or 4 minutes each side, you're done. I mean, it's the answer. Am I wrong, Chuck?
No, you're not really wrong. I don't know, maybe it's just taking me back to my childhood when I say don't put anything on it, because when I was a kid, the idea of eating a fish wasn't exactly on the top 10 list of things for me to want to do, because I had, like, this very strange obsession with fish, and I wanted to be a marine biologist and so on and so forth, so hurting them wasn't an option for me besides catching them. And my dad would always throw the flounder in the live well with water in the live well. So he would tell me, you got to remember, this is when I was like 4 or 5 years old. He would tell me, we're just going to take them back to the dock and show them off, and I'm going to throw them back when we pull the boat out of the water. So I was cool with it because I watched the flounder swim around inside the giant live well that we had. And turns out that the chicken fingers I ate for years and years and years were not chicken fingers. They were flounder fingers, and they were delicious. But there was, like, not that much seasoning to them. The salt, pepper, some breadcrumbs, and throw it in the fryer and call it good. And, oh, man, it was awesome. And so, like, even now when I catch flounder, it's salt, pepper, a little bit of breadcrumbs in the fryer, call it good, make some tacos out of it or whatever. But, yeah, no, man, there's nothing wrong with the way that you cook fish, for sure. It's pretty damn awesome. Italian dressing is good, too, as you just said in the chat room there, Chris. I use a lot of Italian dressing on fish, especially like that has a little bit stronger of a flavor, like amberjack or king mackerel or something like that. I'll throw some Italian dressing in there for good measure. But
yeah,
down here, the limit on flounder is 10 per person, and they have to be 12 inches in length to keep. I don't typically keep 12-inch fish or 13-inch fish or 14-inch fish, but if the 14-inch fish has a little bit of fat dome, he's dying. So that's that. God, that's some flounder, brother. We got to get out there, Chris, this year on our little flounder spot there and see if we can't wear them out again.
Yeah,
but,
man.
Real quick.
I'm ready to go. The waters are cool.
Yeah, man. Real quick. I want to run down. See what?
Chuck Fish Sticks. Chuck and his fish sticks.
Yeah, whatever. All right. I begged Chris to come on the phone, and now I'm wishing I didn't do so. All right. So real quick, I have about to mute you, dude. I'm going to mute you right now. You just hang on there, dear skipper. All right, better. All right. I want to thank the people who have donated raffle prizes. Door prizes, sorry, to our event at the end of the winter time. And I'm going to go over this list quickly. I'm not going to say what everyone's giving away. I'm just going to go over the list very quick. Captain Alex Grzecki, I can never pronounce his last name right, D. Kaminsky, Overboard Fishing Rods, Pure Fishing, Elusive Tales, Kayaks by Bo, Harry Goods, Outdoor Shop, Corey Allen, Fish Skins Apparel, Logic Lures, Chad Hoover, Handler Fishing Supply, Fish My Yak, Sheely Outdoors, Fired Up Offshore Charters, Obsessive Kayak Fishing, Corey Ruth, Brian Stauffer, Brad Spaulding, Captain Brad Spaulding of the Brassy Hooker, which is an offshore charter, Salty Shores from Sam Root, Robert Vaughn, Chris Lutz of Lutz Lures, Brown Taxidermy, Mike Bainter, Chris Fency, Derek Burgess, Luther from Yak Attack, Brad Ball from Intro Powerboats, Black Dog Bait and Tackle, Black Dog Custom Rods, Lenny, thank you, Mark and Chris Lozier, our Tuesday night hosts, and Tom... Gee, I'm going to butcher your last name. Matt, I don't even want to even try to pronounce it. T-H-O-M is spelled, that's how you spell his first name. His last name is Machaw or Machuch or something. I don't even know. But and then there's a couple others that just popped up on Facebook that are donating as well. You just heard Rory just say he's going to help out too. So it's going to get kind of crazy, man. It's going to get kind of crazy. Did he say hookers? Yeah, I did. That's the local, no local hooker. What am I talking about? Brassy Hooker is my buddy Captain Brad Spaulding's offshore charter boat. He's giving away a full day offshore charter for four people out of Port Canaveral to go grouper fishing, king fishing, sail fishing, whatever. Do I have a kids count yet? No, I don't. I've tried, and... I don't know, man. It's slow coming as far as getting those numbers, but I will have them for you sooner than later, Gator Dave. And Gator Dave is wanting to donate kid shirts from the Boondoggle. So Peppy, I know you've got three. I know that Alan's got one. I don't know. It's crazy, but we'll get a number here shortly for you, bro. So. Hopefully that works out. What else? I don't know, man. What else you got, Chris? You plan on doing any more fishing before you go off to work this weekend?
Probably not. I don't know. I got some stuff to do, some work, some pre-preparatory things to do. It takes me all of 20 minutes to throw it all in the truck, and then, you know, we're off to the races. So who knows?
Yeah. All of our film stuff out in the mail?
film stuff's looking really good. I'm going to send that out tomorrow, and I was in touch with my guys in L.A., and they are ready for it, and I think it's going to be good. I know it's going to be good. It's amazing.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, and as soon as I get something back, I'll, you know, we'll talk about it on a future show, and we'll share it with anybody who wants to take a look at it, get their thoughts on it. But we got a really good team backing us on everything, so that with the projects we have, you know, it's going to be a good thing. I know we'll have something something that people would want to watch.
Awesome. And real quick, since you're on the line, and Pepe's in the chat room, and he is Mr. Diablo Kayaks, do you have any questions you'd like to ask Pepe about the Diablo? Because I saw your eyes light up when you saw that thing today.
Yeah, absolutely. Pepe, will the Diablo put more fish in my boat?
Ah, Jesus.
I mean,
here we go. Watch. Yeah. Oh, he's not typing yet. Maybe he didn't even hear you. Wait. Lenny said yes with capital letters. Oh, here comes Pepe. Wait for it. Lenny said yes again. Lenny, if I put Chris in a Diablo kayak, can you donate a redfish rod to me? He's on this constant yes thing, so I'm hoping I catch him. For those of you that don't know, black dog rods are legit. Like, they're sick, man. And if you're looking for a custom-built rod for either yourself, your fishing buddy, or your sweetheart for Christmas time, it'd probably be a pretty good time to get on ordering that probably soon. This way here, Lenny has an opportunity to build you one before Christmas. But get a hold of him if you want to. You find him on Facebook, Lenny Sutton. I don't think you have a rod page, do you, Lenny? I don't know. He hasn't posted yes yet. Gator Dave says the only way that the Diablo will put more fish in your boat is if you paddle it to Publix and buy them. Chris.
What's up? Hello?
Wow. Fail. I said Gator Dave said the only way that the Diablo will put more fish in your boat is if you paddle it to Publix and buy them.
Oh, wow. Are we going there? Wow, that was a low blow.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's probably not too far off from the truth because my wife showed me up today with a beautiful redfish, and I fished all day out there, and I couldn't put one in my boat. But she apparently hooked one up and slung it in the boat. So I'll take it. You know, I'll take it on the chin. It's all good. I'm going to blame it on the winds.
There you go.
Just because of who's to blame on. Yeah.
Pepe did just say that they win tournaments. It's proven because he wins tournaments out of his. So anyway, that's good. That's great. So cool. That's about all I got, folks. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Chris, I appreciate you finally calling my show.
Yeah, man. Anytime. You know, I'm always willing to call in, but you never invited me. So it's kind of like, you know, I was on the outside looking in. You never invited me to your party.
Well, you started catching fish now, so I can have you on the show.
Okay, fair enough. You are.
Whatever.
I got a question, though. Does anybody know where I can get the little screw caps that go on the CI-4s? what are they called? The opposite end of the handle, because they tend to come loose and look down and it was gone.
Wow. All right. So Chris calls me. I got to tell a story. Chris calls me the other day, and he's like, hey. He texts me. Now we got to go out to Bass Pro Shops. So I got to return a reel because the cap fell off or whatever. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. What? No. So I called him and I'm like, dude, you're not really going to drive 35 minutes out to Orlando to bring them back a CI-4 that you lost the cap off of and hope that they switch it out, are you? And he's like, yeah, I got the protection plan. I'm like, if the protection plan doesn't cover dumb.
Right, man, you just threw me under that double decker.
I did, and you deserve it. So he says, oh, well, how much is the part? I'm like, it's like $2.50 or something like that. Handler Fishing Supply out of Port Canaveral probably has it. And he's like, oh. And then today he's like, should I just email Shimano? I'm like, what? Handler Fishing Supply in Port Canaveral should probably have it. It's 20 minutes away from your house. Ugh.
Oh, hold on. In my defense, Bass Pro Shop is, I should choose my words carefully. Somebody once told me, I'll say that, that Bass Pro Shop is almost like Walmart fishing world. So, you know, in all fairness, I have my receipt and I got a protection plan and all this good stuff. And for me, it was just an epic fail. I didn't know where to turn to because the little cap was missing. And I figured, you know, I screwed the pooch on that. So I probably just need to go on ahead and turn it in and get me a brand new CF4.
Good talk.
And that's how a bill becomes a law.
That's how a bill becomes a law.
Yeah.
Yep. Whatever. Tired. I'm done with it. Everybody who joined us today in the chat room, thank you so much. Black Dog Custom Rod Works, blackdogrods.com. Chasing Reds, Gator Dave, Guests, Hammerhead. I hope you're good, buddy, up there. And everybody else, Josh Slager and Wally Gator and Dadgum Fishing Magician is finally on my show. Fish for Reds, Old Bill, Peppy, Chris, even you, and of course, Yak Groupie. Hope all of you fine folks get to come down for the
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
And don't forget, please, do me a favor and go to yakangler.com, show those folks some support.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
And if you're on Facebook, please do me a favor and request to join our group. We have a group on Facebook called Space Coast Kayak Anglers. If you just need some comic relief from your day-to-day bores at work or what have you, feel free to request to be a part of our private group, and I assure you that the few cast of characters that constantly post in there will keep you on the edge of your seat and will keep me with my finger very close to the delete button. So it's a great group.
Chuck.
Yo.
Chuck.
Yo.
Hey, I got two questions. Actually, one question and one statement. I think Chris from the Slayer Company, I think he should come out with what is Chuck bait. Yeah? And he should paint it red.
I should what?
With a spot on it. Yeah.
I should paint it
red. You know, he should come out with a little paddle tail with a little dot on it and call it a Redfish Chuck special or something, you know?
I appreciate that sentiment, Chris. That's very kind of you. However, I don't think... Go ahead.
And the other thing, I have another question. My question is, since it's going to be another 7 days till we hear your voice on radio, I want to know where you're going to be for Halloween.
You got me. Halloween, man. Well, the kids, let's start off with that real quick. The kids are going to be, Trey decided this year for the third year in a row he's going to be a monkey. And Logan's going to be a pirate. And I am going to go as me with a hoodie on because it's going to be cold and a beanie on. So probably Zach Brown, just saying. I don't have the beard anymore, so I can't be Duck Commander. But, yeah. Zach Brown is probably who people will think I'm dressed as, but I'm not really dressed as Zach Brown.
Well, I think as Melissa and I, we're going to go to this party, and we wanted to invite you guys to dress up party, you know, nothing fancy, but I was thinking, like, you've seen those costumes where, like, the fish heads with the fins, you know, you just kind of put them on and you get, you know, you get a little, your head comes out, like, below the fish mouth kind of thing. And my wife, because she's really crafty, yeah, she's kind of crafty. So I was going to have her make me a little slayer bait, a little soft paddle tail, and, like, we can be buddies.
Wow. Just took it to a whole different level, bro. The family show, man. The family show.
And are you ready for this? Because she's really good. She pays attention to detail. The paddle tail is going to be like this bright neon green. Because that's what we catch them on. Right?
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Chris, listen, man. Love you like a brother. You're a strange bird. Melissa, I hear you there in the background. Thanks for keeping the rain down a little bit. I'm sure it could have been a lot worse. And with that, listen, be safe. Take your kids trick-or-treating. And make sure they're safe. And I can't hear you right now. I'm trying to talk. And so, oh, my God. I know I made him call in. That's horrible, isn't it? Yeah, never again. I'm going to see that 321 number pop up, and I'm going to deny it. But anyway, take a kid fishing. If they're the future of our sport, take them kayak fishing, I should say. That's the future of our sport. Take a newbie fishing. That's important. And please, if you're already scheduled to come down to Boondoggle and you have a friend that might want to come but doesn't have a kayak, get a hold of me on Facebook. Let me know. We're going to see if we can line people up who have never been kayak fishing before in kayaks. We want to grow this sport into the biggest sport in the country as far as the fishing aspect of it is concerned. So feel free, get a hold of me. With any questions, comments, or concerns, redfishchuck@hotmail.com. You can find me on Facebook either by my name, Charles Levi Jr., or just type in redfishchuck. And with that, I am out. Everybody, listen, be safe. We'll talk to you next week. And I think we'll go out tonight with a little bit of Boondiggly.
Boondoggle!
Boondoggle.
Oh, wait, can't do that. Thank you, Jackson Kayaks, Yeti Coolers, Bending Branches Paddles, Tackle Webs, Chris Senfield at Slayer, Kayaks by Bow, YakAngler.com, BloodyTex.com, and if I forgot to mention you, sorry, bro.
Boondoggle!
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up, come find out, February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to YakAngler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right, there you go. Make plans.
You have it.
President's Day weekend boondoggle. We've got a stop pushing buttons. Is that me? Well, that was annoying.
I'm
here. Anyway.
Hello?
Testies. Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't found our page yet, President's Day Boondoggle on Facebook. If you have been invited and you're going and you haven't said, yes, I'm going, please do so. So we have an accurate head count. And also, too, post up how many kids you're bringing with you so we can see if Gator Dave can do the search for the kids. Plus, also, we're going to have a separate door prize opportunity for the kids who show up. So all the kids who come will leave with prizes. Pretty awesome. With that, I'm out. Good night. Later, Chris.
Good night. Later.
It's been a phenomenal.